Welcome to Take 5, Professional Development in 5 Minutes Daily. I'm your host, Dave Guymon, at Dave Guymon on the Twitters, and Dave Guymon on Skype, which is what today's episode of Take 5 is all about. If you're not familiar, Skype is a free web-based video chat program that allows you to talk with another person while seeing live video of each other at the same time. Available at skype.com, Skype isn't just for talking to your mother in La Crosse, Wisconsin anymore. In fact, teachers and students are utilizing this free web chat program to flatten the walls of their classrooms through Skyping with authors, scientists, distant classrooms, and more. But what if your school district doesn't have the bandwidth requirements to enable Skype in your classroom? If you have a smartphone, external speakers, and a projector, then that's no sweat. Simply plug your speakers into your smartphone and project the Skype app through your projector on your 3G or 4G data plan, and bandwidth no longer becomes a roadblock to real-world connections. I've even used a windshield phone mount on my whiteboard to steady my phone as my students and I have Skyped with others in our classroom as well. So, how is Skype used in the classroom beyond simple conversation? In a number of ways. One of the most popular ways to use Skype is to host a mystery Skype session with another classroom. The way that mystery Skype works is by two classrooms from different parts of the state, country, or world video chatting together and asking yes or no questions about the other class's geography. The objective is to deduce where the other students are from utilizing atlases, maps, and Google Earth to narrow down the possibilities as more questions are posed and answered. Of course, the teachers need to connect beforehand to arrange the Mystery Skype session, but that can easily be done over Twitter or by going to the Mystery Skype page on education.skype.com. Another wonderful way to engage students in technology-based learning through Skype is to have virtual author visits. Shannon McClintock Miller recently wrote about connecting her students with Mercer Meyer, author of the Little Creatures books, in the September-October edition of Learning and Leading with Technology, the ISTE publication. Shannon tells of contacting Mr. Meyer on his Facebook page to inquire about the possibility of a virtual classroom visit. Her students first posted a link to a project they had completed about the Little Creatures book series and included that with their Facebook invite to initiate the relationship. Then, once the day of the visit came, Mr. Meyer happily visited with Shannon's students, read them a story, drew them a picture, and used Skype to show them around his studio. All of that was made possible to students for free via Skype. If you're not one to contact an author on their Facebook page or Twitter profile, you can visit a subpage of katemessner.com, that's KateMessner.com, through the short link bit.ly/FAD6J to access a list that Kate has put together of dozens of authors who Skype with classrooms for free. Skype can also be used to connect with classrooms to present plays, performances, poetry slams, and science fairs, among so many other opportunities. Connect with an English language learning classroom to practice learning one another's native tongues, or even have another classroom present to you about their state. A fun context to do this in is to take your students on a trip throughout America by connecting with a classroom from each of the 50 states before the school year is done. You could post a map of the country on your bulletin board and track your travels while adding unique information or pictures that other classrooms share with you about their state. One great administrative use of Skype is to schedule and host your parent-teacher conferences online. Not only does this allow you to easily communicate with parents, it also takes away the burden of travel and schedule conflicts that keep some parents away from meeting with you. There are plenty of websites and web apps that you can also download to record your Skype conversations to include in a running record of parent-teacher communication. This would be great to be able to reflect on and follow up with when suggestions are offered or advice about working with a particular student is shared. If you are interested in recording your Skype calls, go check out some of the following websites to get started doing just that. VoIP callrecording.com offers a free solution for Windows users. This Skype recorder has no limit to how long a conversation you can record and is entirely free. However, VoIPcallrecording.com only records the audio of a Skype call, which might not suit your purpose. If you need to include the video of a Skype call, then Pamela for Skype at pamela.biz/en/ might be the best option for window users alike. Pamela for Skype records audio and video, but only for 15-minute increments unless you purchase an upgraded version. For Mac users, call recorder for Skype at ecamm.com/mac/call recorder/ is one option to consider. Like Pamela for PC, Call Recorder records both audio and video. It comes with a free demo trial and then requires a subscription for continued use. For iPhone or iPad, using apps like Quick Voice or ScreenChomp while in a Skype call are ideal for recording the audio of a web call. Unfortunately, there aren't any ways of recording video on the iPhone or iPad that I am aware of yet. Shout out to Shannon Miller at Shannon Miller for her well-written and informative article about her experiences in her library classroom. Shannon is from Van Meter, Iowa, and blogs at vanmeterlibraryvoice.blogspot.com. That's Take 5, professional development and the time it takes to toast bread with a Roman candle. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tweet out this episode to your PLN. Take 5 is also in the iTunes Store, where you can subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes of Take 5 every weekday. YOLO, unless you're a zombie.